Sand sculpture is great. It's like sketching in 3D. You can get an image really quickly. You can quickly put up a large block of sand. I use these cylindrical forms here, two of them here. I packed the sand inside of them. Lots of sand, lots of water, not just damp sand, but like soupy sand. The water drains out. Here, we get a little more sand in there. There's plenty of it out here. It's for free. You're out here on the beach where everything's temporary. People walk differently on the beach, and they're not going anywhere. They're just there, you know, for that moment. And so the art that you make here on the beach is the same thing. It's just here, and then it's gone. Here. Little balcony. It's like I'm a little kid here again, making my own fort. My own little fantasy world here. Oh, here, make some stairs. They're coming up through down to that arch there. I was used to art being a solitary endeavor, you know. I came to the beach to do this. Hi there.
I like your sandcastle.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like a sociable art form. You know, I come out here, and it's like traveling. I meet people, I talk to people, and that's part of it.
You want to get another one going on the side of here?
Yeah. This is cool.
They're cutting stale mashed potatoes. You guys playing your food?
Yeah.
You do?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm making the road.
They have a wall here that's maybe an inch and a half thick. I want to see air. I want to see a space through it.
Okay, wait.
Just like a kid, you know, who they always want to dig a tunnel, you know.
You want to make a hole in here?
Yeah, from one side to the other. That's all I'm doing here. It's going all the way through. I love doing that.
What do you do this?
Okay, if anyone makes this thing break, it's not really their fault. We'll just have to refill it.
It's a combination of all of my favorite things. You know, it's people, it's nature, and it's art. It's all rolled into one. It's the perfect art gallery.
The sand sculptor Kirk Rademacher on Ocean Beach in San Francisco. You can see pictures of some of his work at studio360.org. Jonathan Mitchell produced our story.